You've probably heard this troubling statistic. The Veterans Affairs Department estimates 20 veterans a day commit suicide. Now a new nonprofit is using technology to help veterans in crisis. Objective Zero is developing a new mobile app to let veterans in need connect with a community of fellow veterans, active service members, and spiritual counselors, even regular concerned citizens. Amy Eastman, director of fundraising for Objective Zero, described the effort to Federal News Radio's Eric White.
Objective Zero was created with the intention to eliminate veteran suicide. We're a team of veterans, current service members, and concerned citizens, and our goal is to help every veteran get access to a community that cares about them and get access to the resources they need. And the way we're doing that is by creating an app that will be available this June for all veterans and service members that will connect them instantly and anonymously to a network of suicide prevention ambassadors.
And so Objective Zero, the name obviously means you want zero suicides. Is that what the aim of it is?
Yes, that's our objective.
Okay. And so how does the app actually work? You just kind of gave us a brief synopsis, but what would a veteran in crisis do with this app?
So we're hoping to get not just veterans in crisis to use this app, but before veterans are in crisis. Because that's one of the gaps that's out there right now. You know, if a veteran is reaching out to a suicide crisis line, that's a crisis, right? They're at an extreme point. So we want to get access to veterans who are dealing with a range of difficulties, depression, PTS, other stressors in their life. And we want to get them hooked into our network and talking to people before they're in crisis mode. So we have a lot of resources available on there, not just for crisis, but for also for, mental health, well-being, physical well-being, workout routines, access to a bunch of resources like that. But for veterans in crisis, veterans who just need somebody to talk to, maybe for whatever reason they don't want to reach out to their family and friends. A lot of people don't. It's really difficult to talk about these things. They'll have access to an anonymous network. They'll be able to use our app to search for people who are willing, who want to talk to them, who want to help them, who have maybe had experiences of their own that they've come through. So they'll be able to log into our app and immediately search by MOS, by gender, by age, by location, and they'll be able to see what suicide prevention ambassadors are out there, who are on the line, who are ready to talk and chat immediately.
So that's interesting that it's not really geared towards veterans who, you know, I need help right now. It's kind of just, hey, you know, I've been feeling a little bit, you know, weird lately, and I want to have somebody that I'd be able to talk to. And this is 24 hours. They can just log onto the app and search for somebody that would be willing to listen.
Right. So it's for crises, as well as just for everyday support. Hopefully, if you're using this app, you won't get to the crisis point. That's the goal. But we also want to reach people who are, you know, dealing with something in the moment. So veterans will be able to access emergency resources. They'll be preloaded onto your phone. We want them to make accessing 911, the VA crisis hotline, the Vets for Warriors crisis hotline. Those will all be accessible with the push of a button. But if for whatever reason they don't want to call those hotlines, or maybe they call the hotline and they don't get all the support they need, or they could use more, they'll be able to talk to our suicide prevention ambassadors, who are really more than a hotline. They're going to be your network, the people who will call you back the next day, the people who are going to check in on you in the weeks and months to come, the people who you can hopefully rely on for help. And we're trying to make it as easy as possible for people to be able to open their phone and see, oh, here are these five ambassadors that I've talked to, that have a relationship with, that kind of have helped me out. So you'll have your favorite ambassadors, people who you've connected with, and you'll be able to easily check in with them. And they will be checking in on you, too.
We're speaking with Amy Eastman. She's the director of fundraising at Objective Zero. And how important is that for somebody to say, oh, okay, I know this person, you know, it's a little bit more personable than just calling up somebody on a phone who I'm sure cares very much, you know, when you speak to that person on the phone, but there's a little bit more of a personal touch to it with this app, it seems.
Yeah, social connectedness, having those strong relationships, that's been shown to reduce the rate of suicide. So it's very important. And we want to make sure veterans who maybe either feel like they can't talk to their family, don't have a family, don't have a network, or don't want to talk about this to their network, they have that social connectedness, those friends, that surrogate family, those brothers and sisters in arms who want to help them.
And how did this idea and your organization come about? I saw that you have many leaders in your staff who are veterans or psychologists. Can you kind of give me a little background on Objective Zero?
So we're inspired both by people who we've lost to suicide and also people who have survived suicide attempts or have come through the other side, had suicidal thoughts, and got past it. So our founder, Justin Miller, was dealing with that, depression, survivor's guilt, thoughts of suicide. And he reached out to Chris Mercado, and Chris, helped him get through it.
And who's Chris Mercado?
Chris Mercado is our other co-founder. So Justin and Miller are kind of the heart of our team. There are two co-founders, and they both were, they both wanted to do something more for veterans. You know, they were inspired by Justin's struggle and how he overcame it, and how he overcame it just by reaching out to a friend. That was the first step, having that social connection. And they thought raising awareness, that's not enough for them. They need to take action. And so about a year ago, they founded Objective Zero, or came up with the idea for Objective Zero, and this resource, this tool that's going to connect veterans to that community. And about 6 months ago is when we sort of officially kicked off and started raising the money we needed. And now, in a very short amount of time, this June, we're going to be kind of realizing that dream of connecting veterans via our app.
And making that leap from awareness to actually participating in a solution is kind of a tougher and tougher thing to do today, because a lot of people just feel they're doing enough by raising awareness. What made you want to get involved with this project?
I think everybody on our team started just by thinking, I want to help, right? You know, you hear about this issue, you see the 22 push-up challenge, and you think, this is a huge problem, but what can I do? I have no idea. I'm not a veteran. I don't have a lot of connections to the veteran community, but I had that feeling. I want to help. So I reached out to Chris, who I knew through Georgetown, and I asked him, what can I do? And they found a place for me. And very quickly, I started helping out with fundraising. But that's what's so cool about our app, is it's great. It's amazing for veterans. That's what we want to do, save veterans' lives. But it's also amazing for anybody out there who wants to help a veteran, because you might wonder, what can I do? And it kind of stops there because you don't know. Maybe you think, I'm not a therapist, I'm not a clinician, what can I do to help a veteran? Well, our app makes it super easy for you to become a suicide prevention ambassador. It's a very short training. It's something you can do on your phone. It's something pretty easy for people to get involved with. Anywhere you are, if you have a smartphone, you can connect to a veteran and help them.
Amy Eastman is with Objective Zero. So that's interesting. You're actually allowing anybody who wants to volunteer, they can become an ambassador. Does that mean that they'll be talking directly with veterans who are just looking for someone to talk to?
Yes. We just had our first training of 100 ambassadors. The VA has helped us come up with a certification program. It involves watching a short video, doing a little reading, and taking a quiz. So there is a little bit of commitment, and we do want our volunteers to be committed and willing to learn about the issues and what to do and what to say to veterans in crisis, and how to direct them to the resources that they need. But yeah, anybody can and help. And that's sort of the heart of our mission. We think you don't have to be an expert to reach out a hand to somebody.
Has the Veterans Affairs Department done anything else to help you guys, since you guys obviously share similar missions? Other than providing that training, what else has the VA said to you guys?
We're consulting with them and their community partnerships program. We're working with one of their representatives, and we hope that once we launch the app and has sort of demonstrated a proof of concept, demonstrated how things are going to work, we hope that we can partner more in the future.
Yeah, because it could be kind of like, you know, the Veterans Choice Program allows them to use private care doctors. You guys could be kind of a little subset there of the VA.
Yeah, I think kind of it goes to show how needed this resource is, because big organizations like the VA, Vets for Warriors, they're excited to partner with us. They're excited to have an app out there that is going to direct more people to their crisis lines if they need it.
Amy Eastman is director of fundraising for the Objective Zero Foundation, speaking with Federal News Radio's Eric White. Find this interview along with some sample shots of the app at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.